Hello there, this is Wade Allen, and I am at the historic Court Square in Uptown Shelby. I'm here at the Earl Scruggs Center, and I'm joined today by Mary Beth Martin. She's the executive director here, and she's been on the job a few months now. When did you start, Mary Beth?
I started on September 17th.
September 17th, okay.
Yes.
And we decided to get together today to talk a little bit about some events that are coming up here at the Scruggs Center. In case you didn't know, Earl Scruggs, he was a native of Cleveland County, and he would have turned 95 years old this month. And so the Earl Scruggs Center is hosting a birthday party for him, and it's a drop-in. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. on Thursday, January 10th. And Mayor Beth tells me that there's going to be a cash bar, some music, and it'll be an atmosphere to socialize. Mayor Beth, tell us more about this exciting afternoon here.
Earl's birthday was on January 6th, so his birthday is actually Sunday. But we chose Thursday, January 10th, to be Earl's birthday party, and we're also celebrating the 5th anniversary of the opening of the Earl Scruggs Center.
Okay, been 5 years.
That's
wow.
Right. So it opened in January of 2014. So it's a joint birthday party, and we just want to come together and celebrate Earl's legacy, celebrate his music, and then as well celebrate, you know, what the Scruggs Center is and what it's meant to this community. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Like you said, it's a drop-in.
Okay.
Totally informal. You know, come as you are, have a piece of birthday cake, listen to some bluegrass music. They promised me they're going to play some traditional flattened Scruggs. And then, you know, have a drink or just socialize, and it'll be a really good time.
And maybe some birthday cake.
Mm. And some birthday cake.
Okay, all right. The party is included with the museum admission that day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's $12 for adults, $8 for college students and seniors, and $5 for kids ages 6 to 17. The little ones under 5 can get in free.
Mm-hmm.
The party is also open for free to museum members.
Mm-hmm.
Correct? Okay. Mm. All right. So, once again, that's from 6 to 8 p.m. on Thursday, January 10th, here at the Earl Scruggs Center, celebrating 5 years since the grand opening. So I thought we'd also talk about the wonderful concert that's coming up here. It's actually going to be at the Malcolm Brown Auditorium on the campus of Shelby High School, but it celebrates the Earl Scruggs Center, and it's one of the main fundraisers you all are going to have. Tell us about this exciting night.
Hmm? Yeah, so on February 16th, we will have our major benefit concert called Remembering Earl, and we will be featuring Ronnie Millsap and Pam Tillis. And we're really excited about that. The concert will start at 7 p.m. Pam will play, and then there will be an intermission, and then Ronnie will play. And then afterwards, we will have a VIP reception here at the Scruggs Center. And it's always just a really great celebration of a wonderful evening of music. And so we're excited about that. I'd say it's one of the biggest concerts of the year.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And for folks who don't know these incredible musicians, both Pam Tillis and Ronnie Millsap are members of the Grand Ole Opry. Pam Tillis is the daughter of country legend Mel Tillis, who recently passed away. Pam has won 2 Grammys. Her biggest hit was probably Maybe It Was Memphis.
I think that's her biggest.
Probably
hit.
The biggest hit. Her other songs were include Spilled Perfume, Mi Vida Loca, Welcome to My Crazy Life, Don't Tell Me What to Do, Let That Pony Run. When I was a little kid, all these songs were all over the radio.
Yeah.
She was very, very popular. Do you remember hearing her on the radio?
Oh, absolutely. Maybe It Was Memphis was one of my favorite songs as a kid. So,
yeah, yeah.
Anytime I think of Pam Tillis, that song immediately pops in my mind. And it definitely, you know, in the 90s was a part of my childhood. So I'm really excited to see her live in concert in Shelby.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And Ronnie Millsap, just a total legend, a six-time Grammy winner here. He had 40 number one hits. He actually put out an album of 40 number one hits, which is great. I know that I've had that album for a long time now. What's your favorite Ronnie Millsap song? Boy, there were so many.
Oh, gosh. Let's see. Where should we start, Wade? Ronnie Millsap is absolutely one of my favorites growing up. I think I told you before, I had a couple cassette tapes that I took everywhere with me and listened to Ronnie Millsap music. You know, you can't beat Smoky Mountain Rain.
Yes.
It's an
awesome
song.
Powerful.
Yeah, there's a stranger in my house.
Yes.
Yeah, they're just so...
And he recorded I'd Be a Legend in My Time, which was written by Don Gibson.
That's exactly right. Another good one. Daydreams About Night Things.
Yeah.
Stand By My Woman Man. I mean, there are just so many great...
He was a major country star and a major crossover star. Mm-hmm. A lot of his songs also charted on the pop and R&B charts, which was just amazing. I like that song Any Day Now.
I like Any Day Now, too.
Yeah. So. There Ain't No Getting Over Me. Mm-hmm. Pure Love.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Well, almost everyone you say is going to be a great song.
These are songs you can sing along with, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of people remember his music out there that evening. So that sounds like just a great evening. They're selling tickets, and they're going pretty quickly, so I recommend you go ahead and get these tickets to get the best seats. There's VIP packages for $175 a person, and that includes a great seat at the show, along with the post-show reception at the Earl Scruggs Center. And those are sold through here, right?
Yeah, they're sold through the Earl Scruggs Center. You can call us.
Okay.
Or you can visit our website for information about that.
Okay, all right. And tickets, if you're not interested in the VIP, if you just want a seat, those are available through the Don Gibson Theater box office. And there's actually a seating chart online. If you go to dongibsontheater.com, you can pull up the concert and see which seats are available and pick your seats. The ones at the back are $32.50, and if you get down front, those are $62.50. So that sounds just like an incredible value, too, for a great evening of music. Tell us how this money that was raised will help the Scruggs Center.
Well, it helps, operating, so we can, keep putting on special exhibits, update our permanent exhibits as needed, offer educational programming or other special programs like some of the ones we're going to talk about. It just helps make sure that we, keep doing what we need to do and fulfill our mission. Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about anything else you'd like to say. We've got some, we have a Cherokee storyteller coming up. He's coming here. His name is Freeman Owl.
I'm really excited about Freeman Owl. I learned about Freeman Owl several years ago when I was working at Gardner Webb. He was inducted into the Gallery of Distinguished Alumni. And you knew then he was an interesting person. And I knew he was an elder in the Cherokee tribe and that he taught was in education for a long time. But when I came here, I was looking for different programming opportunities, bringing something interesting that hadn't been done before, and I ran across him and his program. So I reached out to him, asked him if he would be interested in coming to do a program here, something that would be good for children but also good for adults, something that would kind of bridge all ages. And he immediately responded and said, I'd love to come do it. So he's going to do a program, and he's going to tell Cherokee stories that have been passed down for generations, talk about some Cherokee history. So it will be educational and entertaining.
And when is that? I'm not seeing the date here.
That's January 26th.
Okay.
That's Saturday.
Saturday.
From 2 to 3 p.m.
2 to 3 p.m. That's coming up quickly. Yes. So,
So for that one, it is free with museum admission. Also, children 12 and under are free, as well as members.
Okay, all right. So a good opportunity to bring the kids out and let them hear some cool Cherokee stories that have stood the test of time and they're continuing to be told here. That's a little bit different program than you usually see here, which is interesting. Would you like to bring more? You mentioned wanting to expand maybe some of the children's programming. Yeah. Is that kind of what you had in mind?
That is exactly what I had in mind. I want the Earl Scruggs Center, and I think it has been, for sure, been seen as a place where you can learn about, regional culture, regional stories, and, the Cherokee culture is part of that. So, and I definitely want to offer more educational opportunities for kids, make this an exciting place for kids to come to. We have field trips here all the time, and so I want to do some things outside of those field trips, where kids will, have memories of the Scruggs Center and all the wonderful things they've learned here, the experiences they've had. So I want to continue doing more things like that, highlighting young musicians. We talked a little bit about that, encouraging music in children and learning music, kind of developing talent. Those are things we're looking at in the future. And so I'm excited about all of that.
Absolutely, absolutely. As you reflect on 5 years of this place, were you here at the grand opening, or you lived around here?
Well, I was actually signed up to be a volunteer at the grand opening. I was really, really excited about it. I had family coming in from out of town, but I woke up that morning and had the flu.
Oh, you missed it.
Awful. So my husband came out for the entire day. He played in the banjo flash mob. My out-of-town family, they really enjoyed the whole day, but I was sick in the bed, so I missed it, and I was so disappointed that day.
What do you think about 5 years of this place? It's quite a legacy, and it's growing. And
It's hard to believe that it's only been here for 5 years.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when I think about all that's happened with the Earl Scruggs Center and already the reputation it has regionally, nationally, internationally, it is just really hard to believe that all that's happened in 5 years, and I just attribute that to leadership. You know, a great board, DCC has a great board, great leadership. The past executive director, Emily Epley, she did a wonderful job, and I just hope I can keep that going.
Yeah, it's become a favorite of locals and a destination for people from out of town. I've talked to some of the volunteers before, and they say that some people arrive from other countries and all, they're on a pilgrimage to come here, you know?
The most interesting group that I've encountered so far is a group of Japanese bluegrass musicians. So I believe it was in the 70s, Earl did a tour in Japan. And bluegrass was already popular, but it became more popular. And so they come to the United States, and it's almost like they make a pilgrimage to the Earl Scruggs Center. And it's really neat because they bring their instruments. Some of them are dressed in like the flattened Scruggs look, you know, with the Kentucky Gambler ties and the Stetson hats. And then after that, we arrange a pick-in party where we bring in some local bluegrass musicians and the Japanese musicians, and they jam together. And it is just a really, really neat thing to see them, you know, play music together and, you know, share that same love and passion of bluegrass music. So it's a really neat thing.
How often do those guys come through here?
They come twice a year.
Twice a year?
Generally.
Okay, okay.
Well, I've seen them one time, and it was a really neat thing.
We'll have to be on the lookout for that then as they come through again.
Yeah, I'll have to let you know the next time.
Yeah, please do. I think we've been told before, but I was out of town or something and couldn't make it. But
yeah.
If they come twice a year, then surely sometime or another we can
catch one of them.
We can catch it. Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, I'm Wade Allen here, joined with Mary Beth Martin here at the Earl Scruggs Center. And if you'd like more information about the Earl Scruggs Center, feel free to stop by. They've got a visitor center outside, a gift shop. Full of wonderful information, literature you can take home. It's located at 103 South Lafayette Street in historic Uptown Shelby on the Court Square. For more information about the events that we have talked about, the concerts and the Earl Scruggs birthday party celebration, you can visit earlscruggscenter.org. And Mary Beth, it's a pleasure to talk with you here today.
Thanks, Wade. I've enjoyed it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for listening.